What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Leila Rahimi, has been in for Mully today. Before we get out of here, you want to be the sixth caller to the Score's contest line, 312-540-0670. Get this. You can win a pair of tickets to see Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow with special guest The War and Treaty, because he's added a second show on Saturday, June 28th. At the Credit Union One Amphitheater, Tinley Park. Tickets at LiveNation.com, 312-540-0670. A lot of people to thank today. We want to thank you all for your texts, for your calls, for your emails, and all your tweets, all the participation. Thank you most of all for listening. And thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Hold on to the ball. Sorry for my language. Annoying. Tired of
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem for Lamar Jackson. Did not hold on to the ball, and he paid the price. Thanks also to Robbie Triano, who's in for Brandon today.
A lot of people don't know, you know, what they go through. You have to get up. Bodies beat to long season.
You know who that was. Dan Campbell. Long season. Ended the wrong way for the Lions. 15 victories, but they bow out to the Commanders. And most of all, thank you to you, Layla. Thanks for getting up. It was a fun show, had a great time, and we know it's cold outside, so thanks for being here.
Oh, yes. It was really hard work to talk about the NFL games that I watched for the last 2 days. Somebody now, had to do it.
It's time for the Bernstein and Harris Show. Marshall and Dan, what's up, guys? Good weekend?
Yeah, all just right. Sat around watching football.
Yeah,
it was very up and down weekend, very up and down.
Uh-oh.
Some illness issues Saturday morning. Friday night into Saturday morning, and then
that's not good.
Bounce back.
And you playing hurt?
No, I'm good now. I'm good. I'm very happy to be here to talk about all that transpired over the weekend, which is a lot when you talk about the Bears coaching search, the NFL games, the results of said games, and how that might impact the Bears head coaching search. It seems like to me we are coming, you know, past the narrative hook, and we're reaching the climax of this thing. And I'm just wondering if that climax comes in the next couple of days.
Done by the end of the week?
I think something happens.
Announcement Friday?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a shell game going on with these coaching candidates, with the teams. And I don't think the Bears will be the first team to announce a new head coach. But I think the dominoes will affect everyone.
You agree, Dan?
I do think the order of the interviews matters right now. All hell's going to break loose right now because teams are free and clear. And to me, if Ben Johnson's in your building, don't let him out.
If Ben Johnson is in your building, it's a sign that Ben Johnson prioritized you over the other two.
Don't let him out. Yeah. Like if the Bears are third, they're in real trouble.
So you're saying to kidnap Ben Johnson?
I'm saying if he believes that you have the standing to merit an in-person interview, you better make sure he doesn't leave.
If he ends up in Las Vegas first, I don't think he leaves. If he ends up in Las Vegas finally, then I think the Bears they misread the situation. If you feel like you wanted Ben Johnson, you did not do everything to get him. And that's not just money. That's Ryan Poles.
Let's be honest.
It's more than Ryan Poles. It's George McCaskey insisting on their vertical structure and going out of his way publicly. Our structure is vertical. And the coach reports to the GM. The GM reports to the president. The president reports to the chairman. Well, that's not changing. And he's like, well, what if somebody wants something other than that? Well, usually people just want the job.
But usually he said that because he could say that because his general manager was still employed. I guess that's what we're saying is that if you had cleared the decks and started over, truly started over, you wouldn't have had to reinforce the idea that you have a vertical structure, because the general manager that you would have been talking about in the middle of that would have been the handpicked GM by your head coach that you wanted.
Even so, that shows you how important the vertical structure actually is to them. It's not he didn't just back into that.
Right.
They cleave to that structure completely oblivious to how inflexible it makes them when it comes to making these massive decisions.
As if they're in a vacuum, but they're not in a vacuum. Right. That's the problem. That is the overarching problem with this organization as I see it right now. You're acting like you're going to go and get what you want, like you're interviewing people for a job, and it's the only job that exists. It's not.
That's the part for me. That's where the typically they want the job comes into play. It's typically the people you want the job. Mm-hmm. And how have they turned out for you?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not well.
How's it turned out since George McCaskey became chairman?
Not well.
Remind me how many playoff wins do they have since?
Zero.
The other piece of this is, do you have to fire your general manager in order to get the head coach?
No, you can promote him.
But in the NFL, do you have to fire your general manager now to get the head coach you want? And that's a question that I think needs
depends
to be
on who
asked.
The general manager is and what he's done.
Yeah, it depends who the head, what the demands of the head coach are, how powerful that year's crop of head coaching candidates is.
I will say this, though. As much as I think if Ben Johnson is your plan A, you need to try to do everything in your power to get him, all the things. When you hear reports or when I hear people tell me that his asking price is around $13 million.
You think he might be pricing himself out?
That's a lot for a guy who's never been a head coach
before. It's not your money.
He'll get it, but I would have some hesitation, or at least I'd want to talk through it, because there's not an automatically, oh, well, that's reasonable.
Compare that to the tax bill in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, look at how much money they've paid on.
And you don't have a salary cap when it comes to coaches. I just think that, yeah, you're probably... With the Bears, it's hard for me to envision them paying a head coach $13 million.
Why? Maybe George McCaskey
because it's the Bears.
Maybe George McCaskey was listening to Mr. Ricketts and what he had to say about money, and he's like, you know what? I like what that guy's saying. I can get on board with that. That's how we're going to... I'm trying to tell y'all.
That Mike guy's McCarthy, won a title since 2011.
Mike McCarthy has been, and in my mind still is, the guy that they would be most comfortable in.
I don't disagree
in their
with
vertical
that.
Structure.
I agree with that, because he's done... that kind of thing before, and he's worked for Jerry Jones for the last 5 years. Goodness sakes.
And nobody's climbing over themselves to hire him. And that this is a guy who would want the job.
Saints. The Saints are
maybe. But for the same reason.
Yeah.
But
what I'm saying
for the
is
same reason with Mickey Loomis. Yeah, you know exactly who's in power there.
And the point is, when he became available, when Mike McCarthy became available, how many other teams considered swapping out their current coach for him?
No, there were no, there was no team ready to Renteria their
right,
coach.
Right. That tells you what you need to know. That's a guy who would take a job because he wants a job.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a perfect fit for the Bears to continue their run of mediocrity under George.
Although they could win games and maybe go to the playoffs.
Floors and ceilings. The highest floor would be Mike McCarthy. The highest ceiling is Ben Johnson. There's no doubt about that.
I think there is doubt about whether that's the highest ceiling or not. I think there's other guys in this cycle.
You like Todd Monken.
Monken,
you like
Kingsbury. I'm just telling you, there's
Kingsbury. Why would you like Kingsbury? You have to wake him up to interview. Yet. He doesn't even know if he wants the job. He doesn't even know if he wants to work.
But he's playing possum, though.
I mean, come on.
You don't believe that.
Have you watched what Cliff Kingsbury's done with Jayden Daniels? I'm just going to ask that question.
My whole
thing is Caleb over everything.
Have you watched what Jayden Daniels has done with Cliff Kingsbury's offense?
The Bears' problem
he comes first.
The Bears are not Caleb over everything. I think the Bears are COE, but it's comfort over everything.
Ooh. That's, I like that. Ooh. It sounds very accurate based on what we know.
She got that in just at the buzzer, 9:59. Layla. That's still on our show. Way to go, Layla.
Guess what?
Just as a
we
red
get it tomorrow.
Oh,
she can continue
say
that tomorrow. That's a little tease for tomorrow.
Yeah. No, she come back tomorrow. You get up early.
Just look at the clip going viral. You can don't have to look far to hear people tell me how dumb I am constantly every day because
Wait,
I pointed out
about?
That Jayden Daniels and Jalen Carter had good games this weekend.
Jalen Carter's a brute squad, man.
It's his problem.
Heaven forbid we point out that Bears passing on players had good the Bears players they could have had in drafts.
Wait, people are mad at you
games
for pointing
in the
that out.
Oh, of course, because I wanted Darnell Wright, but I also wanted Darnell Wright because the Bears decided to move the way they did. They could have drafted offensive linemen the year prior. They've taken two punters.
I mean, they've
drafted two punters in three drafts.
It's not great.
And their third round pick isn't on the team anymore, and we're still talking about the left tackle in the words for a fifth rounder. It's great.
What do you guys have today?
We're going to reset the state of the search, what we call Bears SOS, and the impact of yesterday's games and everything we're talking about regarding the Bears. I think that there's some truth that we need to tell about Patrick Mahomes, where a couple of facts can be true, and we can hold both truths in our head at the same time. We are going to talk about Todd Monken and the job that he did yesterday. The Sammy Sosa stuff got really weird over the weekend. It was like he apologized, then he unapologized, and nobody cares, and it doesn't matter, and ever just sort of agreeing not to care. High noon, 11:45, we will talk a little bit about this strange candidacy of Cliff Kingsbury. Tom Ricketts had some statements that can be examined closely at 12:25. We're going to ask at 12:45, WNBA, WTF. Someone's asleep at the switch in that league, and we have to find out why. Kalen Kaler is going to join us at 1 to talk about the article that shook the football world, and we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on.
Have a great show.